All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is a review for Unlocked. It's directed by Michael Apted. The writer is Peter O'Brien. It stars Nimi Rapace, Toni Collette, and Orlando Bloom. And the synopsis is, a CIA interrogator is lured into a ruse that puts London at risk of a biological attack. Nimi Rapace plays a CIA agent. She's lost confidence in herself because she allowed an attack to happen, so it has really affected her career. She's kind of pulled back in to do an interrogation, and the interrogation is not necessarily what it seems. I just want to say that I really like this movie. It kind of reminded me of two different things. It reminded me of Traitor with Don Cheadle, and it also reminded me of an episode of 24. I'm talking about the good seasons of 24, and maybe the first season, third season, fourth season, fifth season maybe, but the plot is exactly out of 24. They're trying to stop a biological attack, and there's only so much time for something to happen. So in this case, Nimi Rapace plays a Jack Bauer-style CIA interrogator. Her name is Alice Racine, and there's a couple of different levels to this where there's a lot of twists and turns, a lot of backstabbing, a lot of double-crossing. And overall, for a straight-to-DVD movie, it's pretty good. I liked it a lot. Nimi Rapace from our What Happened to Monday podcast. Again, she delivers a very solid performance. Toni Collette, Orlando Bloom, Michael Douglas is in this. John Malkovich is in this. There's a lot of good talent. And I'm not sure why this was a direct-to-home video release. It's a solid movie, but the problem is that 3/4 of the movie is above average. The last 15, 20 minutes or so is where the movie starts to fall apart. It establishes a lot of good ideas in the 3/4 portion. And then some of that stuff is just kind of turned upside down. And I wasn't necessarily excited about it. But again, overall, it's a good movie. So for a score, I'm going to give this a 6.5. Again, as I stated, that the 3/4 portion of this movie, I was interested in it. I was invested in the movie. I was invested in what was going to happen to Nimi Rapace's character. I was invested in the overall mystery, who's double-crossing who. But again, the last 15, 20 minutes of it just turns into a very bad B-movie and doesn't necessarily work itself out correctly. So that's been the Beast Game Podcast. You can find more of our podcasts at beastgame.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. We'll be right back.